know, it's so funny, we've been talking about stress all day. We should have done an HR Beyond Me before I got up here and after. Because it's very intimidating following Dr. Fuller, Dr. Festi, so I'm really honored to have that opportunity. I laugh so hard at what you said, Dr. Festi, because all day I've been thinking, I'm like, well, I'm so pregnant, I can say whatever I want. Nobody can say anything. That's where I'm at. So if I sound silly, or if I say something that doesn't make sense, I'm blaming it on baby brain. Anyway, all right, so we're going to go ahead and get started. So you can't really do a talk at transformation without talking about digestion. So this is repetitive for you guys, I know, but I truly cannot do a talk without saying these things because I believe it to be so true. A little bit about me too with transformation. The reason I'm so passionate about what we do at transformation and about enzyme therapy is because for me personally, it changed my life in a matter of 3 days. Before I found transformation, I was having a ton of, I was under a lot of stress. I was planning a wedding. So you can imagine how stressed I was. And after doing a stool test, after doing a micronutrient test and replenishing my levels and doing all these different things and seeing my labs get better, I still didn't feel better. And that's where, you know, I talked about in the webinar, we use labs so much and we focus on labs so much, but we always forget one really important thing is, well, how does the patient feel? You know, regardless of what the labs are showing you, how is that patient feeling? And for me, my Spectracell rep actually recommended that I give transformation a call because she was like, it sounds like you might need enzymes because my gut was just a mess. I was still having the bloat, the discomfort, you know, all the fun stuff that goes with GI issues that weren't resolving. And within 3 days, all that went away for me. So I became a believer then. And I've been a believer ever since, and I will continue to push that because I really think that you have to start there. Because once I did fix my gut, a lot of my hair started to grow, my energy got better, my adrenals got better, a lot of stuff started to improve. So at Transformation, again, we do believe that all disease begins in the gut. Many researchers, like Vicki had said earlier, she was way ahead of her time because now a lot of people are agreeing with that. And a big part of that is because 80% of our immune system is housed in our gut. So, no matter the condition you're trying to treat, the digestive system must be functioning optimally to ensure that the nutrients are able to be utilized by the cell and delivered to where they need to go. All right. So, how many of you have seen this before? Okay, this is what, yeah, okay, good. Does everybody understand what it means? So, this is what we at Transformation call our ripple effect of disease. So, The outmost circle represents the presented illness, and the inner circle represents where the disease began or where the problems began that led to the disease. So a lot of practitioners or a lot of doctors, especially in where I was before, because I was in a lot of Western medicine, more allopathic, where we gave prescriptions for things versus really digging deep, they're working on that outside circle. But if you have to remember, to truly heal and to truly treat disease, you have to focus on where it begins, which is going to be, first of all, are you digesting properly? Are the nutrients you need for neurotransmitters, for hormones and so forth getting delivered and able to be utilized by the cell? So that's why we like the ripple effect graphic. And again, the foods we eat, the things we surround ourselves with, and our environment are the first step, but you can't stop there. You have to make sure you're digesting properly, or even the most healthy foods out there are going to make you toxic. Broccoli can be toxic to you if you don't digest it properly. It can create an antibody response, and it can create, you know, carbohydrates. Again, they ferment in your gut when they're not digested. Fats turn rancid. Proteins putrefy, creating a really toxic environment. So you really have to start there. So I'll talk to a lot of practitioners that are calling me for hormone regulation issues, and I'm like, well, let's think about how hormones are made. You got to have fats. You got to have proteins. So are they digesting first and foremost? Like, let's start there. And will they still need hormones down the road? Possibly. But let's kind of take it back to the very beginning and see how they did from there. Because what we know through experience is a lot of times once we fix the gut as a whole, a lot of other conditions start to resolve themselves. So why do we need enzyme support? Well, if you haven't caught on by now, it's pretty obvious. Enzymes make life possible. They help with digestion, nutrient bioavailability. They help our body utilize vitamins, minerals, hormones. Those are coenzymes, and they can't do any work without enzymes. They provide nutrient delivery to the cell. They provide us with cellular structure and function, and they provide us with cellular communication. So remember, we have over 30 trillion cells in our body, and it requires at least 20,000 enzymes to just keep one cell alive. That's a lot for just one cell. So you can imagine that when you have things like stress, a toxic environment, really poor food choices, what's that going to do to your enzyme production? It's going to use it up more quickly. So one of the reasons we supplement is because it helps to ensure that we have longer lasting enzymes. And a really good analogy that I heard from Lisa Helfrich, who had this position before me, that I've always really liked is enzymes are like your labor force that build the body, just like construction workers build your house. So, for example, someone comes in with all these nutrient deficiencies and you start giving them vitamins. Well, that's like giving someone that's building a house all the wood, all the nails, all the hammers and tools they need, but not sending any workers to put the house together. The enzymes are the workforce that help build that house and put it together. So that's why they're so important. So there's a lot of confusion out there about metabolic versus digestive enzymes. Even myself, I get really confused. I was just talking to Dr. Fuller about this, but metabolic enzymes are made by, they're turned on by your DNA. They're made by your body and they're responsible for the growth, repair, and maintenance of all cells in the body. Whereas digestive are made by the pancreas, they're both made by the pancreas, but digestive are made by your pancreas and can be supplemented in the form of animal, mycelial, or plant. So supplementing with mycelial, I put this in here because I get this a lot too. Well, if we supplement with enzymes, that's going to inhibit our pancreas' ability to make its own, and that's not true, of the at least with the mycelial and plant. So supplementing with mycelial or plant enzymes merely supports the body. It does not interfere with the body's ability to create its own enzymes. We at Transformation specialize in supplemental digestive enzymes to facilitate digestion and help alleviate gastrointestinal distress. So although we don't market metabolic enzymes, what we do is when you supplement with digestive enzymes, it helps the body with the production of more metabolic enzymes on its own because it can utilize those digestives. Because what are enzymes in general? They're proteins, they're amino acids. So it can use those to make more. So, topic of today is stress. So you can't talk about stress without talking about the gut. Your gut is especially vulnerable to the presence of chronic and acute stress. I knew that from experience. Stress creates changes in gastric secretion, gut motility, mucosal permeability, barrier function, visceral sensitivity, and mucosal blood flow. In addition to changes in physiological function, stress causes changes in the composition of microorganisms. So how stress, the stress and enzyme response. Stress is directly related to the gut via your adrenal glands. When high amounts of cortisol are produced, it inhibits your body's natural ability to produce digestive enzymes. So this is why, again, for me especially during that time in my life, I was struggling with digestion so much because I was under so much stress on top of doing really high-intensity CrossFit workouts and all these other things that were just really, you know, tearing my gut up, and I wasn't doing anything to help it. The digestive lining produces SIgA, which is an antibody for the immune system, made by the immune system, and that's our gut's first line of defense. When the adrenals are producing high levels of cortisol, though, it inhibits SIgA production, leaving your immune system and digestive system vulnerable to pathogenic invaders. For this reason, it is of utmost importance to include a digestive support product in any stress management protocol. So stress and gastrointestinal disease. If chronic stress is not addressed, it can lead to the development of a variety of gastrointestinal diseases. Dr. Fuller talked about these. I think Dr. Fessy did as well during the seven stages of disease and so forth. So all these things here, how many people do you see come into your office with these things? And how many of these people are under a significant amount of stress? Everyone in our leaky gut study had these conditions as well. And like Suzanne had explained at the beginning, the reason we came out with Reason with our stress protocol is because even though we were healing the gut, we found that these people that were under a significant amount of stress were still not healing as the way we had seen the other people heal. So we needed something else to help manage that stress because they really do go together. So the need has never been greater. So we're using up pancreatic enzymes faster than we used to, and we have a limited amount of them. Things like diet, processed food, our environment, stress, age, like I mentioned, are contributing factors that deplete your natural enzyme bank. When you deplete your enzymes, that impairs digestion, therefore it impairs immunity. I can tell you, since I started the products 2 years ago, I think I've been sick with a cold for maybe a day or two, twice, and that's during pregnancy too. I think I've gotten a cold one time and it lasted like a day and a half. I really credit that to all the work I've put on my gut. You know, I'm religious with my enzymes. I take probiotics. I take vitamin C. I take a lot of that other stuff that we need for our immune system, but I really credit the enzymes for a lot of that. So keeping the systems in sync, obviously, the healthier our diet and digestive system are, the healthier our entire body will be. So let's talk about that. Step one. This is always a really fun topic with patients. When you tell them, you can't eat all the crap you've been eating, that's part of the problem. They really like you when you tell them that. So we will always want to start with diet. So we want to encourage whole foods, not this fake, you know, GMO stuff that's not frankenfood, basically. Fresh as much as possible, locally grown, support your local farmers, organic, nutrient-dense, antioxidant-rich, fiber, water, lifestyle things. So I had all this. I was doing all this, but what I wasn't doing was managing my stress, and that was why I was still messed up. But try to be chemical-free. It's kind of hard when you live in a big city, or at the time where I was surrounded by chemical plants. Dr. Fessy talked about yoga, meditation, different fun hobbies, plenty of rest. These are things you definitely want to address with your patients before you go into supplementation, because I can tell you firsthand, you can put them on our products, and our products are amazing, but they can't do it all on their own. They have to have these other factors in there. It's more than one thing. It's a multi-system approach. So really focusing on diet and really focusing on lifestyle first, and then we talk about where we fit in, which is step two. So, you might be thinking, well, if I eat healthy, if I'm doing all these things, how do I know I need enzymes? If we lived in this perfect utopia world where there was no stress, where there was no toxic food, where we didn't breathe in gum, then maybe you would be fine. However, that's not the case. If anyone in here can raise their hand and say they don't have stress, I mean, you're either a liar or really envious of you. But at the end of the day, if you're not digesting properly, it's directly, even if you're like, I don't have external stress, I meditate, I do all these things, I'm perfectly fine. You don't know what's going on inside your body. You don't know that your blood sugar might actually be running high and it's putting more stress on your body. So it's not just external, it's also internal stress that you have to worry about. So if you have internal stress, it's also going to create digestive issues as well. So Transformation came up with a protocol to help combat stress, and it starts with our foundation. Who's familiar with what Transformation's foundation is? Okay, good. So, yeah, and it's something I know the team gets sick of me hearing it, but I do it. I repeat it because I'm just such a firm believer in it. The first step is we have to start with digestion. So we want to always make sure that we are providing a digestive formula with meals to aid in the proper digestion and absorption of all nutrients, including complete breakdown of proteins. A proteolytic enzyme formula between meals to help promote optimal blood flow and efficient detox, as well as help manage inflammation and immune function. And a probiotic supplement to further support digestion. Probiotics will actually help, they'll create enzymes for you as well, but also help support healthy elimination of the flora in the GI tract. And then finally, our support formula, which thankfully Dr. Fessy went into a lot of great detail on, which was designed to assist the nervous system with the gentle and natural ingredients to provide the body with what it needs to deal with overt and dangerous reactions to stress. So let's talk about our different formulas. So is everyone in here familiar with these two formulas you see up here? This is our Digest and Digestime. Who remembers what TPP stands for? Very good. And then the Digestime is our more sensitive line. But no matter which one you go with, they're both designed to do the same thing. Help the individual digest their food properly so their body can assimilate the nutrients, make the neurotransmitters it needs, make the hormone, you know, do all those different things and keep inflammation down. These digestives are not only going to help with digesting your food, they're going to help reduce oxidative stress and slow aging. They also support your immune system that maintains its focus on fighting infections and disease. So let's talk about the differences between the two. So TPP Digest, this is our most therapeutic and comprehensive formula. It contains a blend of different protease for digestion of protein throughout different phases of digestion. It also contains a high amount of lipase activity. This actually has the highest amount of lipase of all of our products. This is my go-to. I used to work in bariatrics, so almost everybody that came into my office either didn't have their gallbladder or they had a lot of trouble with that. I would put them on this. They were better. They were great the next day. So it's great for that, especially if you have trouble with fat. There's also 12 polysaccharidic enzymes in here. So that's all these, you know, down here for all the different types of sugars and carbs and starch that you'll take in through a daily diet. Whereas a lot of digestive enzyme products out there, they might just have amylase in there. Well, that's just for starch. So these, you know, the fact that we were able to create one that has 12 different ones really covers all your bases when it comes to any type of carbohydrate or sugar you're taking in. They're good for everyone, but to be patient specific, here's all the clinical uses for it. So really anyone. You might wonder, you know, is what you can really start with. I had someone ask me on how do I know. This typically when I was, you know, in practice before I started with transformation, this is what I usually started people on. However, there are gonna be some people that are a little too sensitive and they're gonna actually do better with our digest sign. Okay, so remember Zyme is for sensitive. So think of like TPP, T for therapeutic, Zyme, even though it's a Z, I think of Zyme and S, they sound alike, Zyme for sensitive. So digestimes are more sensitive. So notice here it's two capsules versus one. But for a lot of people today, because guess what, guys, we're not getting healthier, we're getting sicker. Two's not cutting it. You know, I'm finding we have to do maybe three or four or sometimes even six. It just depends. So maybe in that situation, if you get a patient where they're needing six digestime, you might want to try them on digest to see if they do better, because then it's not as many pills. You know, it's completely whatever works for that individual. There's no way of knowing because we're all different. Let's see here. You'll notice that this one doesn't have quite as many enzymes in it. There's not as many polysaccharidic. What's really good about this one that I want to point out is the cellulase. So, like, let's say you're starting someone off that came to you and you're cleaning up their diet. They ate terrible before. So if they ate terrible, guess what? They probably didn't have a lot of fiber. So whenever you put them on a healthier diet and they start getting that fiber, they're going to probably bloat maybe. Have some discomfort. So that higher amount of cellulase is actually really good for those type of people because it helps with that breakdown. It has protease in it as well as lipase, but Digest had over 7,000 FIP, whereas this one only has 1,000. So you can see it's a little gentler. And what's really unique too is the fact that this one has probiotic in it. The probiotic's in there to soothe the digestive system and provide pH balance. So for someone who has a lot of nausea, I can tell you firsthand, I didn't have a lot of sickness during pregnancy, but at the beginning, I did have some morning sickness and nausea. I would take two or three of these guys, it was gone in 10 minutes. So it really helped to balance, it really helps to balance out for that. And for those that just typically are really sensitive. Does anyone have any questions about the two digestives that are part of the stress protocol?
Yes, ma'am. How would you use it with an infant?
I just recommend one. Well, like Vicki had explained, if it's for a mom who's breastfeeding.
Pull it apart.
Yeah. If it's for a mom who's breastfeeding, we start with mom. But if you're giving it to the infant, you can use Digestime by just opening it up, and you just mix it with a little bit of tempered water, and you can syringe it into the baby's mouth. You can't put it directly in the bottle and let it sit because it's an enzyme. It's going to break the milk down. So I do have a lot of moms that really hate the syringe. So worst comes to worst, I'll just say put it in a little bit of applesauce, spoon it in. Whatever you got to do to get it in, just get it in there and then feed, because you want it to be in their system before they start feeding, versus mixing it in the food and letting it digest the food and then have them eat that. Does that help?
Yeah.
Is there any difference between the kids, digest, and this one?
The formulas are slightly different, but they're going to achieve the same thing. They're both great formulas. This is still one of my probably favorite ones to use for kids, even though we have the kids line. But it's really up to you as a practitioner and figuring out what works best with that individual. You can kind of tweak it that way.
So, did you raise your hand or were you scratching your nose?
Okay. Just making sure. All right, so we're going to go ahead and move on to the systemic or the proteolytic formulas. So remember, proteases are going to help the blood move, they're going to deliver nutrients to the cell, reduce inflammation, remove toxicity, and support the immune system. If you're improving all of these things, Obviously, the person is going to get better faster, and you can reduce the amount of stress put on their system of the other systems of the body. These proteolytic formulas taken between meals provide support to the circulatory system, immune system, and detoxifying organs. But as Dr. Fuller had mentioned earlier as well, if the patient can't remember, that's a big thing too. They can't remember. They can take it with meals. It's still, you know, the pHs that they're designed to work in, they'll still get to the blood and clean up and do their job that way. So let's talk about these two. So first we have our TPP protease. This is our strongest proteolytic formula. It has our most diverse blend of proteases in it, and it contains a little over 400,000 units of activity when you use all the combined blends. Giving this allows the body to work so much more efficiently, giving you better energy. Sometimes I have people call me. I had a girl last week that I got started on this, and she texted me the next morning, and this isn't a great thing, but she couldn't sleep. She was so wired. And I'm like, it's because your blood's finally moving. You're finally getting oxygen. You're getting nutrients. Whereas before, you weren't going to the bathroom. You weren't detoxing. The protease is getting things moving. That was only one night. She's back to normal now. She's sleeping much better within a week. So it sometimes can give you energy, that kind of thing. But for the most part, it's just going to really get in there and start cleaning up and getting things going. This is a really important formula for helping with stress happening inside the body. As you can see, all the different uses for it are listed here. Pretty much anybody. I used to not think this was that important. And then once I started working for transformation, I learned very quickly that is not the case. I used to think, well, as long as I'm giving them a digestive and a probiotic, I'm good. But once I started learning more about protease, because as a dietitian, guess what we don't talk a lot about? Digestive enzymes. I've had to really teach myself. Ironic, you know, you would think, but no, they really don't teach us about that. So I've really had to learn a lot since coming on to transformation, and it's been great. But proteases are extremely important for a lot of these things. So this is our most powerful one. Again, if someone has any issues, like maybe they experience some burning or they complain of detox symptoms sometimes, just have them take it with food and it'll be fine. And that should start to resolve. Or you could start the one on more sensitive, the Purezyme. Okay? So Purezyme is also a proteolytic formula. It's not as powerful. The activity is a little lower. You'll see it's 370,000 units of activity for two capsules. So you have to take almost three to get the amount of activity you would get from one protease. So that's where it comes into, you know, if you're dealing with a patient with cancer. Dickie, how many was it you had to take? Wasn't it like 72?
Oh, yeah, I
did
72 to
78
a day.
Wow. Of Purezyme. Yeah.
Yeah, because they only made them like 8,000, and they run rate to 16,000 HUT. So I just had to take a whole